expanding overtime pay to include 5 million people.
Workers are going to have more power when they have to work more than 40 hours a week.
Greece faces default.
It's drowning in more than $250 billion of debt.
24 homes burned in a Washington state wildfire.
Large embers blowing everywhere, roofs catching on fire.
Good morning. I'm Peter King with a CBS World News Roundup. In some businesses, managers work more overtime hours than the people they manage, but they don't necessarily get paid for it. And that's one example of what the Obama administration wants to change when it comes to overtime pay. CBS News correspondent Heather Bosch is live with details.
President Obama's proposing new rules for overtime pay. Right now, workers classified as managers don't have to be paid overtime, even if they make as little as $455 a week or about $24,000 a year.
These are workers that are basically just working more than 40 hours a week for free.
Worker advocate Judy Conte. President Obama's plan would boost the threshold to $984, so about 5 million more fast food, retail, and other employees would get time and a half for working more than 40 hours a week. The change could be enacted through regulation without approval by Congress. Business groups warn employers might respond by converting salary jobs to hourly, cutting hours, or reducing pay. Peter?
Greece's finance minister says the country will default on nearly $2 billion in debt due to the International Monetary Fund today. CBS's Holly Williams is in Athens.
Greece is drowning in more than $250 billion of official debt. And many people here resent the conditions imposed by their foreign creditors, including tax hikes and big cuts to pensions and government salaries. Now the government has called a referendum on whether to accept their creditors' conditions. And last night, the Greek Prime Minister urged his people to vote no.
What's happening in Greece has had a big impact on Wall Street. Here's correspondent Dan Raviv.
It was the worst day of the year for stock markets around the world. In New York, the Dow Jones Industrials closed down 350 points. That's 2%. The Nasdaq index down 2.4%. Shaken by the financial crisis in a southern European country, Greece is the word.
The worry is the problems are not going to be resolved between Greece and the European Union and its creditors. And as a result, this is going to lead to some significant financial difficulties and that it might spread beyond Europe.
Stock trading advisor Hugh Johnson adding the funk could last just days or maybe months. Dan Raviv, CBS News.
And then there's Puerto Rico, whose governor says it can't pay its $72 billion debt and has asked for restructuring. Recaptured inmate David Sweat is talking about what he planned to do after he and a partner broke out of a northern New York prison. CBS's Jim Crisula is in Plattsburgh.
As his medical condition improves at a hospital in Albany, David Sweat has told authorities that he and fellow inmate Richard Matt planned on heading to Mexico. That changed when the ride they expected, allegedly from prison worker Joyce Mitchell, never happened. Sweat told authorities he and Matt stayed together until late last week when he ditched Matt, who was sick and slowing them down. Sweat had maps, tools, bug spray, and Pop-Tarts with him when he was shot and captured Sunday afternoon. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Plattsburgh, New York.
Add New Jersey Governor Chris Christie to the list of Republicans running for the White House. Here's CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
Chris Christie aims to be the candidate who will tell it like it is, but his style rubs Rhonda the wrong way.
I'm not a fan of his treatment of the teachers.
Here in his hometown of Livingston, the tough-talking governor has his supporters like John and Aaron.
Nothing bad to say about him. I think he could be a great president, actually.
I think where America's facing right now, I think you need somebody a little bit more blunt.
Christie plans to announce his candidacy here at Livingston High School, where he was a three-time class president. We're told he'll use a handheld mic and have no prepared text. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Livingston, New Jersey.
Candidate Donald Trump says he's suing NBC after the network ended its business relationship with him. His controversial comments on Mexican immigrants get the blame. Trump's company produces Miss USA and Miss Universe pageants. He also stars in The Celebrity Apprentice but does not own the show. A Washington state wildfire has burned through some 4,000 acres and destroyed 24 homes and several other buildings. Tom Bryant lost his house in the so-called Sleepy Hollow fire near Wenatchee.
Hurts, you know, but it's just stuff. Stuff that you accumulate over a lot of years, right? So it's painful.
That fire is just 10% contained. A man has killed himself by setting himself on fire aboard Japan's famed bullet train. CBS's Lucy Kraft in Tokyo.
Witnesses say the man calmly advised nearby passengers to move away, then dumped a liter of what appeared to be fuel around his seat and on himself, igniting the liquid with a lighter. Panic-stricken, screaming passengers stampeded through the smoke to the rear of the train.
A woman also died of a heart attack. At least 113 people are dead after an Indonesian military plane crashed into a residential neighborhood. It happened in Medan, the country's third largest city. Witnesses say they saw smoke and fire coming from the plane before it went down. This is deadline day for a deal in the Iran nuclear talks. Iran's top diplomat says he's optimistic after a long meeting with Secretary of State John Kerry in Vienna. In his words, "I'm here to get a final deal, and I think we can." With Wimbledon well underway, tennis tournament officials ask players to watch their mouths. CBS's Vicky Barker has more live from London.
Play has barely begun, and already the umpires are crying foul, but they're referring to the language. Five-time champion Serena Williams handed a code violation for an audible obscenity, which can carry a $20,000 fine. Australian star Nick Kyrgios and British newcomer Liam Brody also warned about the stiff penalties for violating Wimbledon decorum. One dissenter, three-time Wimbledon champ John McEnroe. He thinks fiery exchanges are all part of the fun. Peter?
From coast to coast, comedian Jack Carter kept audiences laughing for decades.
"Judy, I took her to lunch yesterday after rehearsal. She said, 'Jack, don't treat me as a woman. I want to be treated as an equal.' I said, 'Okay.' I slapped her on the back, put a cigar in her mouth, and gave her the check."
He acted in dozens of movies and TV shows. His family says Jack Carter died Sunday at age 93. Apple's music streaming service goes online today. CBS's Larry Magid.
Apple Music is going to be integrated with the Siri voice assistant. So you'll be able to drive down the road and simply tell your iPhone to play a certain song or perhaps music from a certain year. I think that's going to be a very popular feature.
If today seems a little longer, it's not your imagination. Here's KMOX reporter Michael Calhoun.
The one extra second is to synchronize atomic clocks to the Earth's rotation. John Lakey at the St. Louis Science Center.
A large earthquake can affect the rotation of the Earth a little bit, or the eruption of a volcano.
But will there be eruptions of computer problems? Matthew Porter at cloud computing firm Contigix says there might be a few.
Networking devices, such as your Linksys router at your house.
He says in 2012, the last time this happened, some planes had trouble getting off the ground, but no planes fell from the sky. Michael Calhoun, CBS News, St. Louis.
And speaking of falling from the sky, Seattle police are looking for the operator of a drone that crashed into a building, then fell and hit a woman in the head during the city's Pride parade. The woman was briefly knocked out, but police say she's doing much better. And that's the World News Roundup for Tuesday, June 30th, 2015. I'm Peter King, CBS News.